This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham has seen a violent crime drop in recent years, but a rash of homicides recently, a dozen in the last 2 weeks, has police and city leaders scrambling to respond. It's a subject that's easy to gloss over if you live in a safe neighborhood or aren't directly affected. But John Archibald says it's something that should prompt outrage. John's a columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. He joins us now, as he does most Thursdays, and good to have you here, John.
Good morning, Andrew. Good to be here.
Now, I want to start off with the phrase fish sandwich. You write about a fish sandwich this week. What does that symbolize?
Oh, goodness. One of the people killed in recent weeks was shot over what police say involved a police sandwich. A friend shot another friend, stood over him, shot him again, and ended up killing himself as well. It just symbolizes to me the futility of this and the insanity of what we have been going through as a community. I mean, people are dying over nothing. People are killing over nothing, and it is just overwhelming.
Well, we seem to have this rise of murders, but it's not just here in Birmingham. Huntsville, Montgomery's homicide numbers are up there, too. You know, what's going on here?
Well, I mean, that's the $64,000 question, of course. Police are kind of scratching their heads because they have been successful over the years at lowering the crime rate. And so many of these are not gang-related. They're people who know each other. They're people who put themselves in dangerous situations. There are very few of them that are actual what they call stranger murders. So those are tough to stop. If police could put their finger on what it was, maybe they'd have a better shot at stopping them.
Well, Birmingham's received a lot of accolades recently in national press, a lot of attention for the 50th anniversary civil rights celebrations. Does this crime wave mute that in any way?
Well, only in the sense that it boggles the mind when you look at it and say, you know, 50 years ago, people were marching in the streets for equal rights and equal justice, and people were, in some cases, standing up and dying for that idea of justice. And now you have people wondering, I mean, do people die for that in order to die for something as ridiculous as standing in the backyard and fighting over a fish sandwich?
Birmingham Mayor William Bell ran a column on AL.com where he touched on this issue, at least in part. Basically, he wrote, "This is not Birmingham. We're fighting for our community." Are local officials more sensitive right now?
Well, I mean, I was actually kind of touched by what the mayor wrote. I mean, remember who you are, remember who we are, is what his sort of message is. And this is, you know, and he made that same point. I mean, how do we honor those people who came before by doing this? And, you know, I think he is extremely sensitive. The chief is pretty sensitive to it. He's been very emotional about it. And that doesn't solve the crimes. It has to be more than that. But there's definitely attention.
Well, getting to the nuts and bolts aspect of it, Birmingham Police Chief A.C. Roper is responding by moving more police to overnight shifts. How effective do you think this might be?
Yeah, I think it's like 50. I mean, it's probably a very effective crime-fighting tool. They made a good many arrests. But you have to remember that it is the most difficult thing for any police department anywhere to do is to prevent a murder. Because, like I said, many of them occur in people's bedrooms. They occur in people's backyards. If there were wild shooting on the street every night in the same place, it would be easy. But the most difficult crime to prevent is a crime of passion, a murder.
You know, ultimately, you say that people should be outraged about this. There should be a greater reaction. You know, why don't you think that this generates more response?
Well, because the vast majority of people believe in their hearts somehow, some way, that these people deserve it. That they put themselves in situations, and indeed they are in unsafe situations sometimes. I mean, if you're but there's a belief there that, oh, they deserve it. And, of course, my argument is that nobody deserves that.
Well, also this morning, we'll look at the latest census figures. And when they were released, Birmingham was still Alabama's largest city, but just barely. Demographers predicted Montgomery would surpass Birmingham in just a few years. But now, a couple of years later, it turns out that might not be the case. John, what's changed?
Yeah, and we're basing this, I think Parker from Sanford originally released a study, but it's based on estimates from the census, which are not always perfect, you know. So this
sure.
This could be a trick. Could change. But Montgomery City and Montgomery Metro are losing population at a faster rate than Birmingham basically is. Birmingham Metro is not losing population, but the city of Birmingham is.
City Birmingham proper.
Right.
Well, you've also pointed out that population estimates don't really create a great picture statewide. Birmingham, Montgomery, Mobile, all losing people last year. Many metros were hardly, you know, leaders when it came to growth. You know, how concerning is that when you look statewide?
I think it should be awfully concerning because it defies trends across the South and the nation in some cases. And you look around, and you look at the economic engines of the state of Alabama, and you don't see a positive future there for whatever reason. And it's difficult at this point to put a finger on what that reason is.
Yeah, well, does it matter if Birmingham does lose bragging rights as the largest city in Alabama?
Well, it matters to me if in the national press, the first time I read in the national press that Montgomery, the largest city in Alabama, does whatever it does, it's going to bother me. But of course, the city, let's face it, Birmingham metro area is by far the largest metro area in the state, the economic engine, and that's not going to change. But only from a sense of pride as a person who lives here, would I like to see Birmingham continue to be the largest city in the state.
Well, John Archbold is a columnist for AL.com and the Birmingham News. You can read his thoughts every Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, and anytime online. John, thanks for coming by, and happy 4th.
Happy 4th.